Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts' first resort-style casino is set to open tomorrow. MGM will open its nearly $1 billion facility in Springfield. Property spans more than 14 acres and includes a 250-room hotel, but it hasn't come quickly or easily. In fact, it's been 7 years since the state legalized expanded gaming and authorized up to 3 resort casinos. One's under construction in Everett, but still faces further review after the ouster of its founder because of sexual misconduct allegations. Another proposal by the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe in Taunton still in limbo. With us now to talk about the state of the gaming industry is the chairman of the State Gaming Commission, Steve Crosby. Commissioner Crosby, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's start here. Now that MGM is planning to open tomorrow, what is the commission's role in terms of regulating and overseeing the operation?
Starting tomorrow morning, we will simply be regulators rather than licensors or rather than construction supervisors, which we've been doing. Our job will be to simply see that they adhere to all the rules and regulations and laws, that there aren't underage drinkers, that there aren't underage gamblers, that they have the proper security procedures, and so on and so forth.
More broadly, 7 years, 2 casinos licensed, another slot parlor built in Plainville. How would you grade the commission's performance so far?
Frankly, we've always said from the beginning that we wanted to get this right rather than get it fast. And I do believe we've got it right. We could have saved some time here and there, I'm sure. We were very new when we first got started on this. We didn't know very much about what we were doing. None of us commissioners had any experience in building or regulating or anything about a casino industry. But I think we've done it well. And so I take pride in what we've done.
What have been the toughest parts of this process, not just in Springfield, but in the last 7 years, for you and for the commission, and how do you think you've handled them?
Well, I guess I would say there are two. One is that we know that 4 out of 10 people in Massachusetts aren't crazy about casinos. 4 out of 10 people voted to repeal the law. So we have always made it part of our job to be mindful of that 40%. The second is there have been a lot of unhappy losers. You know, the stakes in this business are very high. The cost for a company to get into is expensive. We've had lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit and criticism from disgruntled losers all over the place. But every time there's been any kind of a lawsuit, we've won it if it's been concluded. So those two issues have been challenges, but I think we've weathered them fine so far.
You still have a review open on Wynn Resorts and the Encore Boston Harbor Casino it's building. The state is pondering legalized sports betting, and there's still the question of whether a third casino in southeastern Massachusetts should go to the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe or a different developer. What else is on the commission's radar in the months and years to come?
More than what you just got through listing? That's plenty. That'll keep us busy. As I said, we will have now a whole new job of regulating. There are 7,000 jobs that are now going to be full-time in the next 6 or 8 months. There'll be a lot of money changing hands. There'll be a lot of things to watch. There are all these related economic benefits. There are relationships with the tourism industry that they're committed to promoting. So our job, beyond the ones you mentioned, which are significant, will be to become really rigorous, thoughtful, creative, hard-nosed regulators of the casino industry.
The chairman of the State Gaming Commission, Steve Crosby. Commissioner Crosby, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.